So there is quite a bit of work into it.
Would it be allowed for you guys to show up in our office just for 2 minutes to see how this worked, why it went where it went? Maybe make it clearer for you to see where...
You mean the cards thing? Mm-hmm. The card thing?
No, the actual computer, that screen, just so you see what's clicked, why it did what it did.
Good. Well, anyway, are we...
By doing this, it's going to free up a lot of time.
Right.
Just for a point of clarity, too... And I think it's the same way in this. If I buy a nightly rental condo, or I buy a Point Royale condo, and I'm living there, let's say I'll just go in and live there. I get the little card from the county that everybody gets, and I say I'm going to live, I'm personal residence. I send it in. And you guys tax me in that as residential, correct? It's a personal residence,
correct.
Right? Or if I don't have it in a nightly rental program, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, and that's the same this year as what it was last year and the year before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if I don't send in the card, I'm taxed, you don't know, and I'm taxed 100% commercial, correct?
Well, it would have been 80% for 2020, but this
okay,
year,
okay, so it would have been 80% commercial. Okay, so that I wasn't sure. I thought it was 100% commercial
that,
at the time.
The reason they capped it at 80% is because they could have been using it 10% as residential, and I think it was just a max.
Just a figure that
random,
kind of concession. Right. Okay, so if they don't send it in, so the people that live there, like gentlemen, they've owned them forever. They never send in their cards, which I imagine you'd get,
I think if that condo unit was not allowed at the time to rent any of them out, we would not do that.
Right, right. So that'd be like a Point Royale or a Holiday Hills where they allow nightly rental, but if you're in Cozy Cove, we know no nightly rental, so they're getting just the normal residential rate without sending in anything. Yes.
And so when a unit sells, if a condo sells, a sales letter goes out. Anytime something sells in the county, we send a sales letter, which realtors tell people not to fill out, but it does ask, is this going to be a nightly rental on there so that we can take it off if it is not,
okay.
Or we can add it on if it is going to be.
Yep, very good.
But I would say, you, as a percentage, you get very few of those back.
Yeah, so as a percentage, we get very few.
If I buy Jeff's and I do nightly rental, how do you know I'm nightly rental?
What we're finding now is people are so against them that they're calling in and telling on their neighbor. We also have the list from, because Branson has made a rule about you must have a merchant's license. And the only reason we became so aware of it was because all the calls that we were getting that people wanted waivers. And I said, we can't issue a waiver if we don't have an account. It doesn't make sense. So we had to set up an account so we could issue the waiver for the future. So now they're in the business, personal property business also.
That I appreciate you clarifying that because I wasn't sure how it was. I knew it was similar, that I didn't know about the 80%. So, Wesley is getting hungry and I can feel him getting hangry. So, I'm going to recess until 1:00.
So can you stop by just for 2 minutes?
We would like to. Can we go to lunch first? But we would be happy. We would love to see that.